हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए, संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए, दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। तू जो धरा पे पधारे गुल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे, गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे, हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके।
ओम शांति। Today, all of you and along with you, all the children everywhere, right from Amrit Vela onwards, have been giving lots and lots of greetings and congratulations with great love and happiness to everyone. Congratulations. Today Bap Dada has come to greet all of you on this occasion of Shiv Jayanti. Has come to greet to all of you the long lost now found children on this occasion of Shiv Jayanti. Each child is very lovely, and the beloved of Bap Dada's heart so today Bap Dada is garlanding all of you, is congratulating you with the garland of his hand, and Baba extended his hands to garland all of us with his hands. Bap Dada is observing how you are congratulating Baba, and you're also accepting the congratulations from Baba. And all the children everywhere in many places are also congratulating the father also. And the father also
Ati Sunne
congratulating the children in this land and in foreign lands with all the love of the heart. Bap Dada is noticing that how every child is Bap Dada is noticing how every child is so happy and the face of every child is so happy, and how each one is swinging in the waves of love. Baba is also happy because he doesn't come alone. He comes with his children. He doesn't come alone, he comes with his children. The father comes to create a yagya. Who are in a yagya? Brahmins. This is why the father doesn't come alone. But he came with his children. Because this birthday is the most wonderful birthday of all birthdays. In the whole Kalpa, this is the only birthday when the father and the children take birth at the same time. This is why for this birthday it is praised that it is that this birthday is worth diamonds. The father is congratulating in particularly the original jewel's children. Bap Dada is congratulating in particularly today the children who are the original jewels. So, have all of you come to congratulate Baba, or have you also come to receive the congratulations from Baba? The father says, we will stay together, we will fly together, and we will come back together. Now Brahma Baba is saying this, we will stay together, we will stay together, we will fly together and come back together and rule in the kingdom with Brahma Baba. This is the promise of staying together. What do you say too? What do you also say? You also say, Baba, all of us are with you wherever you are. We are with you wherever you are. This is the promise the father makes to the children and the children make to the father. So both promise each other that we will stay together. We will go together, we will come back together, we will rule together. Wherever you may be physically, but in your heart, Baba is always with you. This is why Baba is called the comforter of hearts. This is why Baba is called the comforter of hearts. Your memorial also is here in the form of Dilwara temple. The comforter of hearts is in the heart of everyone, is it not? The father always tells the children, never become alone. Never become alone. You are together and you have to stay, and you are going to stay together. If you become alone, then Maya takes its chance. And if you are together, then the lighthouse himself is with you. And compared to that, the lighthouse, Maya, and in front of the lighthouse, Maya dare not come close to it. Maya cannot even dare to come close to it in front of the lighthouse. This is why
bachon ka baap se baap ka bachon se.
This is why
sada saath ka vaada.
That this is a constant promise of the father being always with the children and the children being always with the father. This is a constant promise forever. All of you two have made this promise. Is it not that we are together and we will always stay together? You like it, don't you, to stay together? Yes, you may raise your hand if you say you like it to stay together. You may. So everyone raises their hand because everyone loves to stay with the Father, to be in the company of the Father all the time. Bap Dada noticed. Dada noticed that every child talks or has a heart-to-heart chat with Bap Dada at Amrit Vela. Otherwise, they don't get time during the whole day. But at Amrit Vela, everyone talks to Baba, chats with Baba with great love from the heart, and the father also on hearing them speaking from the heart. Gives them the respond of whatever they say from the heart to Baba. Baba gives them a respond too. All of you are very happy about one thing. That we say from the heart, my Baba. And Baba becomes present. When we say my Baba from the heart, the Lord becomes present. Everyone says this.
His face
Well, all this is concerning the heart.
Aur kuch karne ki zarurat nahi.
You don't have to do anything physically. You have to just, the moment you say, my Baba from the heart, the Lord will be present, will become present in front of you. So today, a very sweet song was being played. My Baba, which song? My Baba, sweet Baba, lovely Baba. Beloved Baba, this is the song which the children were singing from their heart. And Baba also,
bachchon ke sane mein,
was
samay hue the,
was absorbed in Baba's love. He was absorbed and he is absorbed in the love of the children. On seeing the divine act of the love you express for Bab Dada, your devotees also are not less intelligent. Even they have copied what you do in a very well and made it a memorial. They've copied you very well and made it a memorial. Even though they came in copper age, but their first birth is Sato Pradhan, because the soul comes directly from Paramdham. And therefore, Baba's Drishti went towards the devotees also today. How they have copied you so well with great yukti. Especially your original devotees who came at the beginning of Copper Age. Baba is referring to those souls. Whatever you do now in a practical way, they, as a memorial of what you do, they copy you very well. But the only difference is that yours is practical and theirs is only a memorial. Just as you have taken a vow, what vow have you taken? The vow of purity. They also keep this vow. They have copied your vow. However, the difference is that your vow is for one whole lifetime. Is for whole lifetime. And you take this vow for your whole lifetime, and on the basis of this, that vow continues for many births. And they take a vow of purity only for one day. They remain pure for one day. And also eat pure food on that day. Your vow lasts for 21 births. And their vow is only temporary. Similarly, they stay awake. You when you get enlightenment, then the darkness of ignorance of the whole world vanishes, finishes. And for half a kalpa, no darkness can come. The darkness is dispelled for half a kalpa and no darkness can come. Actually, it is the darkness of the mind. And you also finish the darkness of sorrow and suffering of souls, so they have copied you in the form of staying awake whole night. Thirdly, so two things are mentioned. Now the third thing, you surrender yourselves to Baba. It's like sacrificing yourself to Baba. You surrender yourselves completely. and they have copied you, but they don't surrender themselves. Although they have copied you, but they don't surrender themselves. They don't sacrifice themselves. What do they sacrifice? You know it, don't you? They sacrifice a goat. Why did they think of a goat for sacrifice? Not any other animal, only a goat for sacrifice. Everyone is laughing. You know it very well. The signal Baba gives you every now and then, again and again. Children, renounce the consciousness of I. And become instrumental only. Have the thought of being an instrument. Imbibe this consciousness of being an instrument. And they have found a goat, because even the goat keeps saying meh, 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 meh means I. So, isn't it a wonder? It's a wonder of the intellect of the devotees, is it not? They are, after all, your devotees. This is why your devotees too, who do devotion from the heart, with a true heart, they also get some or the other attainment. They also get the fruit of their bhakti. And they stay sattvic, pure and happy. They don't become unhappy with others who are unhappy, because they worship or do devotion with a true heart, and therefore they stay happy constantly. This is why Bab Dada is signaling you these days again and again. Children, renounce the consciousness of I. Whatever I say should be done. I am saying right. And therefore only that what I say should be done. This I is saying it in ordinary way. I am a soul in the body. I am a human being also, if somebody says. So this is saying in an ordinary way I. But then the other I is the subtle form of I, which is an ego. It's the subtle form of ego when I is said, and in that that it is forgotten that it is Baba who has given you that speciality, that talent, instead of remembering Baba as the one who has given you that speciality, you think you have it, you are doing it. So the understanding of knowledge, the understanding of specialities, in that too the consciousness of I comes, the ego. I in the form of ego comes. This is why Baba keeps signaling to you, children, I and mine. Should be understood well. When you say I and mine, it should be soul and supreme soul. No, you should not be conscious in a limited way of with I and mine. My name, my praise, all this is limited. You should finish that. And I, the soul, belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. You feel so happy when you say this. I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. It is equal to God becomes mine. What else do you want if God becomes yours? God belongs to you. What more happiness could there be than this? One is to say mine in an ordinary way, and the other is in a subtle way when you say mine. This subtle mine makes you dirty. Baba's rhyming words, me. Mera makes you mela. Mela means dirty and mera means mine. So when you say mera Baba, my Baba, it will make you prosperous, very wealthy. And if you say mine in a body conscious way, in a gross way, then that will make you dirty, mela. So today all of you have come to celebrate Bap Dada's birthday and also to celebrate your birthday, is it not? The father doesn't do anything without the children. This is why today Bap Dada has come to greet all the children on this occasion of your birthday. Wah, my children, wah, Baba says. Now, should Baba say one thing? Are you ready to hear it? Raise your hand if you don't mind hearing it. You'll have to do it if you want Baba to tell. Will you do it? Will you do it? Teachers, say, will you do it? And they are raising their hand. Yes, Baba, we will do it. Double foreigners, will you do it if Baba tells you? Are you ready to do it? Okay, good. So double foreigners also raised their hand and Baba saw it and Baba says today, just as in the memorial of the worship of Shiva, they usually offer akka flowers to Shiva. They offer akka flowers, a very bitter flowers, wild flowers, which they offer to Shiva on Shivratri day. So Baba wants you to give an offering to Baba today. Baba wishes to give you a homework which should be like an offering to Baba. Are you ready to give this offering to Baba? Baba likes it very much when children become ready to give what Baba wants them to give. And also when you say, Hanji, yes Baba, Baba likes it very much. Therefore, on this day of Baba's birthday and your birthday, Baba wishes that you feel zeal and enthusiasm in everyone. Become cooperative to each one. And offer to Baba your the akka flowers of waste thoughts. Waste thoughts. Neither have I to create any waste thoughts in me. So neither have I to create any waste thoughts in me, nor have I to listen to anyone's waste thoughts. Nor have I to mix in the company of those who share waste thoughts. And color others with those waste thoughts. Because if there are waste thoughts, because wherever there are waste thoughts, because wherever there are waste thoughts, there will not be any thoughts of knowledge, or nor will the words spoken will be words of knowledge. Because words of knowledge are godly versions, what you call mudli. And the mudli means pure thoughts. So at that time, the pure thoughts of the mudli will not come in your awareness. Although you may read the mudli or listen to the mudli, well, that becomes part of the routine of Brahmins to listen to mudli or read the mudli. But then the murli will remain only to the point of listening to the murli. You won't be churning on it. You won't be churning on it. You may say about the murli that yesterday's murli was very good, very good. You may say like that. And I'm wondering what it was. It was very good, but I've forgotten. You will see. I forgot what the points were. The blessing was also very good, very good. But I can't remember. I'll remember it somehow soon. You say that. I can't remember it now. Why does this happen? Because the mind and intellect are pulled by waste thoughts. The waste thoughts pull the mind and intellect. And as Baba said, what the children tell Baba, they say, children say to Baba, Baba, we should listen to interesting news, shouldn't we? We should listen to interesting news, shouldn't we? Because we have to become knowledgeful, you know, intelligent, and therefore we need lots of news. But then, waste things, or waste thoughts, waste words will lower your status. They will only bring harm, not any benefit. Therefore, will you make a promise to Baba to finish waste thoughts? You may say, Baba, we don't want waste thoughts to come, but then they come on their own. We don't invite them. They come on their own. We don't want them to come, but they come on their own. But if you give the waste thoughts with determination to Baba, then they won't come. Do you know how to give or offer the waste thoughts to Baba with determination? Do you know how to give, how to offer to Baba? Because when you offer something to someone, and even if that thing comes back to you, will you keep it with you? Or will you give it back? Because you will think it has come to you by mistake, as you've already given it away. If you have given something away and it comes back to you and you keep it with you, then what will your title become? Baba is not mentioning the word, but it means a thief. You have taken something which doesn't belong to you. So it's like stealing. So Baba is saying, with your determination, with your true interest, you should give this waste to Baba. Give it from the bottom of your heart and then check again and again that what I have given to Baba, hope it's not coming back to me. To make somebody else's belonging your own belonging, it's not considered good. To take somebody else's thing and make it belong to you, it's not good. Therefore, every day, every day, first Baba said, after you have had your rest, and then Baba's changing it. Baba said, no, even before you go for rest, you check beforehand. Check beforehand, before you go for rest, that is at night, before you go to bed. Whether during the whole day you had any waste thoughts or not. And you hope that check whether you created any waste thoughts during the whole day, or whether any waste thoughts came in you or not. Because something which you have given away, you have to check to make sure that you did not take it back. Therefore, today's birthday gift, do you have the courage to give this birthday gift to Baba? Do you have the courage? So everyone is raising the hand. And where there is courage, there even Bap Dada will give you a gift. If you give this gift to Baba today, Bap Dada will give you a gift too. You say from the heart, my Baba, merciful Baba, compassionate Baba, Baba, take this away from me. Tell this to Baba. Baba, take away this offering of waste thoughts from me. If you say this from the heart, then Baba will give you in return of that an extra gift, because your courage will lead to extra help from the Father. Where there is courage, there definitely will be Baba's help. You experience this, don't you? When you keep the courage, you definitely receive Baba's help. You experience this, don't you? And everyone claps. So, for a long time, Baba has been warning you, has been cautioning you, informing you. Baba's using all these words, informing you, cautioning you, or even warning you, children. The method to make efforts intensely is to apply the three dots every time. I am a dot. I have to remember Baba the dot. And I have to give a full stop to the past. Apply a dot to the past. So I am a dot. I have to remember Baba the dot, and I have to apply a full stop, a dot, to the past. Baba calls this churn within you. I have to become a dot. I have to remember a dot, see a dot, and apply a dot. Become a dot, see a dot, and apply a dot. This is why there is a big importance of a dot. Even in today's world, a dot or zero is of great importance. You know, when people count money, you know, because people love money these days, so when they count money, how does money increase? By adding zeros, put a zero after 10, it'll become 100. Another zero after 100, it'll become 1000. And so on. So there is so much importance of a dot, a point. But which is the real point that people have forgotten? Real dot that people have forgotten. So, did you give Baba your gift on his birthday? Did you give it from the heart? Hope you won't give excuses again by saying why, how to do it, why to do it, when to do it. This KK, language of KK, why, how, when in Hindi, all start with K. Kyun, kya, kon, kaan, kaise, ka, ka, ka. So Baba saying, give up this language of KK, questions. Don't ask questions. In English, this not starting with the same alphabet, but in Hindi, this starts with the same alphabet. In English, it's why, how, when, what. It's so different. So give this gift to Baba with joy, with happiness. Did you raise your hand out of joy, or did you raise your hand reluctantly because everybody else raised their hand and everyone is laughing? Because if someone does it reluctantly, means not willingly, then that will not be giving forever. It will be only temporary. If it is given reluctantly, but if somebody gives from the heart, willingly, that I have to do it, I have to become that. I've given the gift, I have given, so it's finished. Once and for all. And if you do it with that joy and happiness, if you create this thought with joy and happiness, then you who are the children of the Almighty Father are the Master Almighty children, so what's the big thing for you? as your master almighty authority, children of the Almighty Father. Nothing is big for you. But don't forget to sit on the seat of Master Almighty Authority. This is your self-respect, is it not? That you are Master Almighty Authority children. No one leaves his self-respect. People fight for self-esteem, for respect. They don't want to lose their respect. So today, Baba felt so much love for the children, but then Baba doesn't like that. Baba gave so much love to the children. See, in today's world, when people get so much respect, when people get respect from human beings, they don't want to leave that respect. And here, God is giving you such a high self-respect that you are Master Almighty Authority children. And therefore, as Master Almighty Authority, you can do whatever you want to do. So don't give up this self-respect. Do you have the courage? Nods to Baba if you... Not hand, nod. Nod to Baba if you think that you have courage. Teachers, do you have courage? And teachers will have to make others do it too. You have to do it and you have to make others do it too. Because when you do it, you will also draw the attention of others and make them do it, because you are the instruments, aren't you? Then Baba will see which class, whose class or center takes a number ahead. Then Baba will give a good prize for that. Which prize Baba will give, that Baba won't announce. It will be a very good prize, very beautiful prize. So you have to make the effort, work hard on it to make the whole class do it. Not one or two do it, but whole class or the majority do it. So today, Baba was feeling so much love for each child that every child becomes number one. No one should become number two. Everyone should become number one. You will not claim the first throne because that on those thrones only the first Lakshmi Narayan will sit, but at least you can come in the family of first Lakshmi Narayan when they are sitting on the throne, because even then you will be called heirs to the throne. So you have to come in the first kingdom. The kingdom at the beginning of golden age. So this is Bap Dada's love for the children, that each child should take number one in any one speciality.
Number one.
Not number wise, number but number one. Do you have that enthusiasm to become number one, or are you happy with anything you get? Don't say okay, everything is okay. No, it is Baba's wish, Baba's hope in each one of you. Each one of you has to do some wonder and come number one in that. There are four subjects. You have to take number one in any of the subjects. You have to do it. I have to do it. Underline this. Okay, Baba is not giving you very hard work. Take number one. At least in one of the subjects, may not be all the subjects. This is easy, is it not? To take number one in at least one subject, if not in all four subjects. On this day, today, all the children who were celebrating a meeting with Baba at Amrit Vela, they too were so happy. Everyone's face was very cheerful. Baba could see each child experiencing great joy and happiness, and Baba also blessed every child, that may you continue to be in a flying stage. Not rising stage, but flying stage. So, remember this blessing of Bap Dada which he has given today to all of you. This blessing, what blessing Baba gave me on my birthday and Baba's birthday, may you always be in a flying stage. This is the blessing Baba is giving to all of you on your birthday and on Baba's birthday.
Up.
All of you also celebrated the festival of Shivratri with great enthusiasm in your heart, is it not? All of you are good and you will always stay good and you will claim the best kingdom. And everyone claps. All of you are good, aren't you? Baba sees everyone as good. Okay. To everyone, whether sitting in front or are anywhere in their places and celebrating, to all of you, Pap Dada is so happy to see you. And the children too are happy to experience the meeting with the Father. But remember the determined thought which Baba has mentioned today, that I have to stay happy all the time, not sometimes. I have to stay happy all the time. Anyone who sees me, on seeing your face, anyone who sees you on seeing your face should think, this one is such a fortunate soul. Your fortune should be visible from your face, your activity, and your activity. You should not say, well, I have lots of happiness in my mind, but then your fortune should be visible on your face in the form of a happy face, a cheerful face, because that will give your true introduction. Your face will speak that you have something, you have achieved something. Your face should do service and bring everyone to Baba. Cheerful face. So you have to stay cheerful. This also is a method of seva, of service. Your cheerful face can do a lot of service. Therefore, to all the children everywhere, multi-million times. Greetings, greetings, congratulations on your birthday. Okay, now, so Muni is ready to announce who are the Sevadharis for this group.
Baba Seva ka turn Indore zone ka hai.
It is the turn of Indore zone to do Seva. 4,000 Sevadharis have come. Are all these from Indore? Those of Indore are waving to
Indore.
They have brought something very nice, the five forms. They have the five forms. And happy birthday to Meera Baba. That's the Meera banner. And they have brought nice posters showing the five forms. Baba mentions a drill or exercise of five forms. This is very good what they have made. Each one. When you come in your turn and you come in a large number in your turn, then it shows that you have so much love for the yajna. When Baba came, the first thing he did was to create a yajna. Those who have love for the yajna will always want the yajna to progress, the yajna to become fully accomplished. Just as at the beginning, Baba kept so much attention. Baba gave so much attention to the yajna. Now each one of you have this responsibility of giving attention to the yajna. Bab Dada has seen that when each one is given a separate turn, for coming to Madhuban, for bringing the people of the group, then everyone has passed for this. No one has lacked anything. Just as you experienced giving attention to the yajna, taking care of the yajna, doing all your responsibilities of seva. Just similarly, when you go back and you are in your own centers, there too, Each one of you are the protectors of the yajna. It's not those who are living in the center or residents of the center are the protectors of the yajna, but every Brahmin child loves the yajna and is therefore protector of the yajna. So, in this way, each one of you should move forward considering yourself to be a responsible child. Here, after your turn is over, your responsibility is over, but then when you go back, even being there, you should keep asking. You should be thinking that you are still responsible for the yajna. Just as when you come in your turn, you bring things for the yajna. You have to continue to take care of the yajna, because Brahman means the protector of the yajna. So every Brahmin has to take care in this way. First yajna and then the center. You do give attention. Bhaptada knows. Who gives attention and how much and in what way you give attention and are thereby moving forward. Bap Dada is only signaling you, otherwise all of you are doing it and you will continue to do it in the future also. This yajna, this is the place of this yajna, is a place where from where everyone gets some or the other offering. So who are you? You are the protectors of the yajna, or are you protectors only of your center? You are the companions of Bap Dada, aren't you? Bap Dada is the protector of the yajna. Your title also is the same, that you are the protectors of the yajna. You are doing everything very well and you will continue to do it better and better. So, you are serving through your body, mind, wealth, relationships, in every way. You are serving, just as there are four subjects, Gyan, Yoga, Dharana and Seva. Just as there are four subjects, similarly these are four subjects, body, mind, wealth and relationships. You have to serve in all four ways.
Baba ke paas result aate
But otherwise Baba keeps getting the result. Bab Dada sees the result and he sees it with interest. What each child is doing, Baba sees everything. What each child is doing, Baba sees everything. Bab Dada doesn't have any complaints. But Baba is signaling you for what you have to do in the future. And what wonder are you doing in all these sisters? Are here standing with the sash on, they're all Sevadhari teachers, sisters. So Baba is asking, what wonder are you going to do? Yes. Baba is looking at the teachers. Baba has also come to know how you are adopting new methods of service and are bringing it into a practical form. Baba has heard about that. All of you are pass in this, aren't you? Raise your hand if you think you are pass in this, making new plans. And you are bringing into practical those new plans. So, practice this more and more and adopt different means for making others experience it too. Okay, you may sit down. Bab Dada is congratulating you. Congratulating you.
Baba,
double foreigners have come. There are 1100 double foreigners from 60 countries. All of you stand up. The others sit down. Only double foreigners keep standing. All these are double foreigners, Baba is asking, so many. 1100 double foreigners. Yes, yeah, wave to Baba. Chanti Ben, Sudesh Ben, Moini Ben, Chakradhari Ben, all are here, all the seniors are here, Meera Ben, Rashni Ben, Santosh Ben, Sudha Ben. So, Baba is giving drishti to all the double foreigners. Those of Bharat are very happy to see the brothers and sisters from abroad. Why are they so happy? Because Baba's title is World Benefactor. He is not the benefactor of Bharat alone. He is World Benefactor. And therefore, when they see brothers and sisters from abroad, double foreigners.
Indian sanskar
valo. They see how you also adopted the Indian sanskars. Because in golden age, you are going to become rulers, aren't you? You are claiming all the rights now, and therefore, those who adopt the father's culture, God's culture, that culture has become your culture. So those who adopt that culture get the kingdom, and that has become your culture now. This is why they are so happy that see where their brothers and sisters went so far away from Bharat, but you went there to serve Bharat. But your seed is Bharat, your seed is not foreign land. Your original seed is of Bharat. This is why, see how you are pulled towards Baba from different corners of the world and have come in one culture. It's not Indian culture, but this is God's culture. And everybody has adopted this with great joy. And you come to India and also have learned Indian food, cooking Indian food. You take the ingredients from here to cook Indian food there. So your seed is of Bharat. But only for service you have been born there. Otherwise, who will learn so many languages? You have come from so many countries at one time. You come from so many countries. Now it is, and now who's going to, one person going to study so many languages? It's not possible. This is why all of you have been sent to these countries, so that you know the language. But you originally belong to Bharat, and you have now become of the original culture of Bharat. Because the original culture of Bharat is God's culture, not Indian culture, God's culture. That is the original culture of Bharat. But you have adopted it with great happiness, with great joy. You also learn and you also use it. You have become good instruments in transforming yourselves. This is my congratulations for that too. You belonged to us and you have come back and belong to us again. You remember it, don't you? You're aware of it, no? That you were of Bharat and then you are of God's culture, and now you are back again in God's culture. For maybe a few births you took there in those countries only for seva, but you have come back to God's culture. Those who come here, they belonged to Baba and they come and belong to Baba again. They belong to the yajna, they belonged and they belong again. Some ask Baba, how can I know whether I belonged to Baba before? Baba said, of course, you belonged to Baba and you are belonging to Baba again. You were, you are, and you will always be. Very, very good. Serviceable children have been created. Bapdada likes it very much when you have your meetings and gatherings in Madhuban. Baba likes this method very much. See, you're also able to see such a big family here. So bigger the family, the happier the family. You know, if the family is unhappy, then if it grows big, then there's more sorrow. If there's sorrow in the family and if that family grows, then there's more sorrow. But if the family is happy and it grows, then it is more happy. You like such a big family, don't you? You are happy to see this big family? Yes? Are you happy to see this large family? Yes? You belonged here and you belong here again. You were, you are, and you will be. Okay, you may sit down. There are some. Okay. What is to be done next?